Now, yesterday afternoon, the mobile network ID Mobile announced it was being placed into provisional liquidation. The network's 40,000 customers now need to make tracks to a new provider. So what do you need to know and what network should you consider? I'm joined now by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Now, Jess, I was a bit confused this morning thinking that Carphone Warehouse was the one going wallop, but it is all linked.
So basically, it's from the same family. So the way the tree works is there's a company called Dixon's Carphone that own Carphone Warehouse that owns ID Mobile. That's how it works. So ID Mobile, the mobile network that is owned by Carphone Warehouse, is going into provisional liquidation. The reason it's going into provisional liquidation is so that it can remain functional for 30 days, giving customers service and time to find an alternative provider, because if it was to shut down right now, people would not have time to move.
Now, explain to me, ID Mobile, I mean, they don't have masts and hardware and all that. They're what's called a virtual network.
Yes, indeed. So you may remember a few years ago, back in 2015, when Three took over O2, there was a whole rigmarole about, you know, the state of the mobile market in Ireland. And there was one provision within the contract of that takeover that stated that Three needed to facilitate the existence of two new mobile virtual network operators. And the two that came out of that were ID Mobile and then Virgin Mobile. Now, Virgin Mobile seems to be doing quite well for itself. Mm-hmm. That, of course, is from the family of products that gives you, you know, Virgin Broadband, Virgin TV, the whole shebang. So what we're talking about here is ID Mobile. And unfortunately, it just failed to make an impact. As you said there's 40,000 customers on the network. But when you think about the fact that we have 4.5 million mobile phone subscribers in Ireland, 40,000 doesn't really make a dent.
And do we know who's carrying the ID? Who are the real providers of the virtual network? Is it O2? Is it Vodafone?
So it's on the Three network. So it is on the Three network. And this is the issue here now, is that when ID Mobile was set up, it received favourable terms on the Three network. But that deal is coming to an end very soon. So that's why, you know, the network has been up for sale for about a year or so. Mm. But the fact that these favourable terms on the Three network are coming to an end, they couldn't find a buyer. Nobody really thought it was worth buying a network that has 40,000 subscribers. So now we have a decent number of people who are looking for a new home.
Okay, just wondering, have Comreg anything to say about this? Because, I mean, they insisted that we had to have more choice. Mm-hmm. This was one of the choices, which is now going to the wall.
I've been on to Comreg this morning and I'm just waiting to hear from them. So the second we do hear from them, I will let you know. It's definitely an interesting one because, you know, that the market is kind of sewn up by the likes of Vodafone. You've got Three, you've got Tesco Mobile. You know, they're the kind of the big players in the space, and Air, of course. Yeah. They're the four big players in the market. But it just seems to be a bit of a shame because the ID Mobile network was very appealing to students and people who wanted, you know, as cheap as possible in terms of pay-as-you-go.
Okay. So what happens now to people who are subscribers to the ID network and who have a phone as part of the package they've agreed?
So from yesterday and over the coming days and weeks, you will receive a text, an email and a letter from ID Mobile telling you the state of play. If you are a pay-as-you-go customer, you've got 30 days to use up your credit and then you can move to another network at your leisure. That's fine. If you are a bill pay customer, you're not going to receive another bill from ID Mobile. The issue here, however, is if you signed up, say, 6 months ago or even 2 weeks ago, and you signed up to an 18-month deal, and part of that is you bought a phone that costs €400, you will still have to pay the remainder of that phone back until it's fully paid off.
And who do you pay it to?
Well, that is the million-dollar question.
Who knows who the liquidator might be? Do you know
what I mean? We know that the provisional liquidator is Tom Murray from Friel Stafford.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Carphone Warehouse is a high street brand. Mm-hmm. Vodafone is a high street brand. But Tom, for all his worthiness, we don't know where to find him or what to do with him. So are we all supposed to write checks to him?
Well, Tom, he was speaking to The Independent yesterday and he said that it's still unclear as to who the customers will be paying back. But the statement...
He wants the money.
The statement from the company states that you must pay the money back. So that's just one to watch. But it's definitely an interesting time. If you've bought a phone in the last wee while, just remember that you do need to pay it back. But also, it's a great time to shop around and see what deals are to be had. Everybody is vying for new customers. So you're in a very powerful position. And, you know, a few weeks ago on Tech Talk, I had someone from bonkers.ie And he was telling me, never be afraid to haggle. Go in, say that you've been getting X, Y, or Z. What can you do for me? And push them.
We're basically waiting for the big guys to come in and make an offer to these people that you just keep paying. Pay us, we'll pay the liquidator kind of thing.
Like that could potentially be an out.
It'd be a nice, elegant solution.
It would be. It would be very neat. But, you know, unfortunately, life is rarely that clean and easy. So, look, we'll see what happens in that regard. But absolutely don't be afraid to haggle. Three and Vodafone and Air and Virgin Mobile, they're all vying for customers. So absolutely go in and see what they have to say for themselves.
OK, now you have a very nice device there. It's a pen.
Uh-huh.
It's a kit, really.
It's a kit. So this is, for those who love stationery, like I love stationery, you'll know Moleskine notebooks. They are just beautiful, luxurious notebooks that are a complete treat to yourself. But they have entered the technological world, which is an interesting move for them. They've paired up with a company called Neo, who makes smart pens. And so what I have in my hand here now is a Moleskine Neo smart pen. It's the Pen Plus, and the idea is it pairs to your phone via Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And when you write on special paper, your notes instantly transfer onto your phone.
Now, I tried it and I wrote my signature, which is very kind of illegible.
You gave me your autograph, basically.
It reproduced it absolutely perfectly.
Like, I've tried, I'm quite a neat writer by nature, but I try to be messy, I try to be squiggly. It literally reproduces what you do. The same pressure point that you press on the paper, it transfers to the screen. The idea with this is for people like me who still love the old school notebook and a pen and love just a brain dump into a notebook. Instead of then having to transcribe your notes, you can do it digitally. My favorite feature of this is if I make a long list and it's in my app, in my handwriting, I can then hit transcribe into digital text and it will transfer it, and that's then fully searchable. So I can then scan through all my notes. Mm. What I think this is...
I'm not sure it could do my handwriting. Don't think so.
You may have to go back to school and learn the neat cursive. But I have to say, I've been impressed by it. But its biggest downfall, unfortunately, is the fact that it's €230. For your €230, you're getting the Moleskine branded Neo Smart Pen, which is lovely. And you're getting a nice Moleskine notebook, which
and
is
the app,
lovely.
I presume.
The app is free to download, but it's still quite expensive. And then you're paying €30 thereafter for the notebooks with the special paper. Now, if you go onto the Neo website, there are PDFs that you can download that have the special paper. But I've tried it 3 times and I can't seem to get it working with my basic printer. So I don't know if you have to print from a special printer or whatever it may be. But there does seem to be some form of workaround. But it's a nice solution. You know, we know that the Surface, for example...
It is for the techie who has everything.
Yeah, basically, I've got nothing else to left to want, right. So I got this.
All right, let's move on to some of the questions. Would you mind asking Jess if she can solve this problem? I have an iPhone 6S with 16 gigabytes. The system is now taking up to 9.7. Have deleted apps, sent photos to Google Cloud. Any other suggestions? The system is actually using up 9.7 gigs of the total available space originally of 16.
This is the most painful situation for anybody with an iPhone 6. They've done away with the 16 gig version of the phone because initially it was 8 gigs of storage was taken up by the operating system. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot you can do unless
these are the upgrades are constantly building the system.
Exactly. And with the older phones, more and more software is needed to make it more and more advanced. Unfortunately, there's not a whole host you can do until you wait for an upgrade. I assume, like you've mentioned there, that you've got Google Cloud. You'll have to just continue to delete stuff as you download it, but it means you can't download any apps.
But the question is, for Apple, why do they never allow the inclusion of an SD card so you could, at will, expand your phone?
It's another day's conversation.
Yeah, another day's conversation. Rodney says, I live in West Cork. I have moderate Wi-Fi. The router is upstairs and the downstairs signal can be weak. Would Jess recommend a Wi-Fi extender or booster? The router does not have a word button.
There's BT extenders, range extenders available from Argos. I bought a few of them a few years ago and they're excellent. They're very simple to use. You plug one in near your modem, you plug one in where you want it to bounce onto, and they're excellent. Belkin also do have a great range as well from Harvey Norman, PC World, all the usual outlets.
Can you advise me on which phone would be best suited for a football club phone? We would mainly use it for texting, setting up group texts for players and committees, etc.
I'd say a basic enough phone would do the job there. There's a whole host of phones, like the Huawei Y6 is a great phone, around €129, that would do the job nicely, I would say.
Could you suggest a laptop under €400 for kids to do homework on, i.e. use Word, Excel, PowerPoint, browse online, watch Netflix, no gaming needed, to keep it in budget?
You know, you could probably get one for those purposes for less than €300 if you're looking to stick to a budget. And what I'd recommend you look at is a Chromebook. HP do a great range of 14-inch Chromebooks. And what a Chromebook is, it's basically for anyone looking to do online tasks. So you're not downloading programs. If you use the Google Doc version of, you know, the Excel and the PowerPoint, you can do everything online. You're not saving anything to it. And you could get one for, you know, less than €300.
All right, Jess, thank you very much for answering all of those questions. And of course, Tech Talk on Sunday.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.